Well, the mice that came out, my skull up. The one brought arrived and claimed that a rochav is not koina. That's the one brought out that the rochav is not koina. Either we're talking about a case of rochav where the animal moved but it's not called machmasai, or the animal didn't move. Either way, rochav is not koina. Frankly, more may say. But Yishnayim Rechma Gavi Behema Bechulu. The Bechulu is critical. Mani. Who is this Mishagor like? Ilema, Rabbi Meir. And this Mishagor, according to Meir, the Amat Yeshua, the Sefik, the Abram, the Yechai, by climbing when you sit in the wagon. Masisi Chitoi, Vala Silchus, the Kabase. Fakti Gemara, Hashta, the Rameir, Hashta, Yeshua, Koni, Rochmi Boy. Rochmi Boy, Vlamal, Ashmina, Betarti. The Gemara learned out somewhere from our Mishnah. We'll talk about this in the coming days. The Gemara learned out from our Mishnah somehow, somewhere, that Rochav is Koina. We'll see in a minute what the Raya is. For Gemara, who's the Mishnah going like? The Mishnah going to a mayor who holds that you overclimb by Yeshiv. Is that only the Mishnah going to tell me that Rochav is Koina? What's the Rochav going to Mishnah? The whole Mishnah is extra. Maduch. Yeshiv is over klayim. Hash the Yeshiv kana rochem yibayim. This Gemara is mamish zach, which causes us to raise our eyebrows. Stein this Gemara an astounding zach, imshat. That if I know that somebody's over in klayim, I'm supposed to know by myself. If I know that somebody's over in klayim, and I'm supposed to figure out by myself that it's koina. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says the Mishnah over here teaches me that Rochav is a koina. Whatever the marker is, we'll talk about it soon. Says the Gemara, I don't need a Mishnah, Rochav is koina. I know there may hold that Yeshiv is over and klayim. In fact, it's two kashas. Just because somebody's over by klayim, by Yeshiv, it's a raya that you're koina. Klayim is Yisur, and here we talk about kinyanim. How can you make such a kolshkein? State in the Gemara, a kolshkein. That if I know that something works by klayim, that it works for kinyan. That it's also Chiddush. But more than that, today in the Gemara. Although the few Rashi, the case of Rochav was talking about where it didn't move. Yeshiv by Klayim has to be a case where it does move. And by Klayim it has to move. He said yesterday, use Chiddush, that by Kinyanim it doesn't have to move as long as you did a Ma'is of Shlita. That's called a Kolshkein. Maduch something is a Chayiv for Klayim by Yeshiv, Kolshkein, Rochav is a Kinyan, and it's a Kolshkein even in a case where the animal didn't move. All that, that all the lumdas that I said yesterday, I'm supposed to figure out by myself. All the lumdas that I said yesterday, I'm supposed to figure out by myself. That's a Chiddush Muflik, Mamish. And as I say in the Gemara, says that if you would tell me, a man Yamu who holds the by Klayim, it's called that you're over on Klayim, then I can figure out everything else of myself. Then I know that Rochav is Koine, Rochav is Koine even if it doesn't move. It's before the Gemara, as they say in the Gemara here. It's of a Pella. Akamon, the Gemara says that according to Rameh, all the Eivor and Klayim, that means the Chibur, the attachment from Hilchus Klayim to Hilchus Kinyanim is so serious, so deep, that the minute, up till now, we bought a ride the other way around. If Yeshiv is not, this is the reverse of everything we saw yesterday. Up till now, we saw that it says that if Yeshiv is not Koina, then Rochav is also not Koina. But the Gemara takes the reverse side over here. The Gemara says that if Yeshiv is over Klayim, then I'm supposed to figure out by that, by myself, to know that Rochav is a Kinyan also. Either way, the Gemara says, according to Rameh, it's a no-brainer. But the love Rabbanu, according to Rabbanu, who hold that what? The Yeshiv is not over. Says Rashi, Hashmin, the Yeshiv with the potter of a Rochav Loi. And there's a chilk between Yeshiv and Rochav. It's probably not Rochav Koni. This is the Rashi that was Medayak yesterday. Hashmin, the Yeshiv with the potter of a Rochav Loi. We had this shocking Rashi. The Rashi makes a distinction between Rochav and Yeshiv, even where inside Klayim. That Rochav is better than Yeshiv, we explained yesterday why. And the Gemara is not a raya. Nachmai Askin of Imanah Biragla, Rashi says, the Kanye B'Meshicha, it's classic Meshicha, Shaboyit Bo Biragla, he kicks with his feet for Alachas, Machmosa Kedach Reich B'Susim, Imam is doing classic Meshicha, where you're doing a pu'ula in the animal to get the animal going, and that's fine. In fact, the Gemara, Yochi Hainu Manik, why are you calling it Rochav? Trey Gav Mimanik. Zu dem Samanik mal das Thema Roche, wo der Samanik mit Toffes bei Kamaschmola. Es ist wahr, sie trägt auf die Manik, die Aschwinen beschneiden, die kommen die Achleukole in die Jöte und leiden mal das Thema. I would say that maybe one's coin and one's not coin, Kamaschmola, and they're both equal. Also ich stehe jetzt over here in the one. This Gemara set off a huge controversy, which is going to end, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll see, the Ksayis and Nesivis, a whole balagan. This Gemara set off a whole Tifa Lomdash Shaila, which is a Shas Shaila. It's Kamat. I say Kamat because we're going to see this through other places where this appears as we expand. We'll start slowly. The question is, where in the Mishnah of Shnayim Reichvim is there a Raya that Rochav is Kainim? I'll start with that. Where in the Mishnah of Shnayim Reichvim Vitalis, of Shnayim Reichvim, is there a Raya that Rochav is Kainim? What does it say? It says two guys came into Bezdin riding on a horse, riding on a behemoth. That's how they came into Bezdin. You want to know what their kinyan was? Reuven said my kinyan was Hakbar. Shimon said my kinyan was Meshicha. The Reichvim in the Mishnah, the role that the Reichvim in the Mishnah plays is not how they made the kinyan, it's how they appeared in Bezdin. Shnayim Reichvim Alvehim, but they appeared in Bezdin. One guy was writing, the other guy was writing. What they say? They claim they made a kinyan with Reichvim. It says in the Mishnah that they made a kinyan with the Reichvim. That's how they appeared in Bezdin. You want to know which kinyan they did? By the way, it's Amir Kulush. One guy says, I made a kinyan. Which kinyan did he make? I don't know. I made a kinyan, like Sudr. He said it's his. The other guy says, I made a kinyan Akbar. I made a kinyan Meshicha. Where in the Mishnah does it say that Rachav is Kani? It says this is the way they appeared in Bezdin. Their Muzakis was Rachav, but it doesn't say otherwise. That's the Pella. Stay in this Gemara. I'm starting with the Gemara before I say Rashi, so I say anything. Stay in this Gemara, Lachaira, to a Klal, what the Kuntras Asekus, who was Machadish this terminology. We'll see tomorrow the Kseis brings down his brother, the Kuntras Asekus, who was the one who was Machadish this idea. That in order to be called a Tafas, you need to be a Tfisa Rehla Kenyan. That means in order for a person to become a Mosik, in order for a person to be called holding on, you have to hold it in a way that as that type of holding would have made a Kenyan if you would have wanted to make a Kenyan. So, Nachanami. If you want to know in the Mishnah, where do I see that Rachav is a Kenyan? It doesn't say in the Mishnah they were Kainah with Rachav. It said they walked into Bezdin with Rachav. They were Mubzik with Rachav. The way they appeared in Bezdin, the way the Eichzin appeared was the Kshayim Rechim Al Behema. It doesn't say what they made a Kenyan with Rachav. The answer is it could be in Nachanami, they didn't make a Kenyan with Rachav. In Nachanami, they didn't make a Kenyan with Rachav. Now, the Pshat is that each guy walked in Rachav, and how they made a Kenyan is Michal not our agenda. But it's a klal called Tfisa Ruel Kenyan. In order to be called a Mosek, in order to be called a Tafas, you have to hold it in a way that could make a Kenyan. I'm going to talk soon what the Lumdus is and the Hakiras are. Why is it that way? But I want to say the facts. So I want to still like the facts. You need to have a Tfisa which is ready to make a Kenyan. Facts are like Asha. Tell them why you're like Asha. So the Gemara said, it says, Shnayim Rechim Agavi Behema, we do Yachloiku. Why do we do Yachloiku? Each guy's a Tafas. It's not a Kenyan. The answer is. Slowly. Fergich Asarov. I'm asking a kasha on the Gemara. Fergich, that makes sense if you see the Tosfos on that base. That the reason why we do Yachleiku is because of Tvisim. Tosfos is on that base, and why do we do Yachleiku? We do call Dolan Gvar. So Tosfos is because each guy is Tafas, and Ansadi might be Tafas. Hadi, that you're a Tafas. We see it by you. So then I understand, I can hear that if you need a Tvisim to go make Yachleiku, so in order to be called a Tfisa, in order to be called a Mosek, you have to hold it in a way of Kinyana, which we'll talk about soon what the Lamdus is. But according to Rashi, the Nachos Dov was Medayik in the first Rashi. Nachos Dov was Medayik in the first Rashi that you don't need your Oichsen for Yachleku. Halei Nachos Dov was Medayik in the first Rashi, Rashi, that's why I say Oichsen. He said a Torah, that's what he said. In fact, the Nachos Dov, the first day of this man, first minute of this man, why did Rashi answer that you only do Yachleiku as Oichsen? So we built from there. We built already a whole chain of Rashis. Rashi was Yachleiku and the Mishnah has nothing to do with Oichsen. We saw in Tosfos about Basra that Shita Sariva was like that. You don't need Oichsen to do Yachleiku. You can do Yachleiku if nobody's holding on to it. As long as it's Mammon and Mutabasaf and Cholkin, as long as one person not holding more than the other. You don't need Oichsen to make Yachleiku. Remember, we spoke at length. Rashi holds that Yachleiku is the correct Pshak, as opposed to all the other Yishayim who hold Kodon Gras, the correct Pshak. And we only do Yachleiku over here, but as default, Rashi holds that the Pesach of Shaka Yachleiku. By the way, we had a build-up. Moment of Mutzap and Cholkin. You don't need Eichzim for that. I don't need Nachizim. If that's true, so Pelotz of the Gemara. Where is the Araya in our Gemara to the Klal that Rechiv is Koine? Because it's just Shnayim Rechiv al-Gavi Behema. Who says they were Koine with Rechiv? What are you going to tell me? They were Eurzin, they were Murzakim. Who said they were Murzakim? Who said it's called a Murzak? Maybe they weren't kind of day Roch. Maybe Roch was not a Kenyan Machal. Two guys were riding on the behemoth. The answer is, who said it was riding on the behemoth? That's how they appeared in Beis Din. Who says it's a Kenyan? You told me, no, in order to be a Tfisa, who says you need a Tfisa Machal? Who says I need a Murzak? Even if it's not called a Tfisa, it's not called a Tfisa in Hilchos Avot Mechavel Mariah. You're not called a Murzak. We say Achleiku, whenever we have a Sapphic, we say Achleiku. So where is the arrive from this Gemara? The Roch of his Kainer. The Maisa Kenyan that the guy actually did. Nobody ever said he did a Kenyan with Rochel. He didn't say he did a Kenyan with Rochel. Elamai, the Rai, it's called a Tophos. That's only like Toys. And that Bezu holds in order to make a Chaliku, you have to be a Tophos. So then I could say, you're not called a Tophos until you're holding it in a way that could make a Kenyan. But according to Rashi, that we built up four Rashis all over, that holds you don't need to be a Tophos in order to make a, you don't need to be Murzak, you don't need Oichas in order to make a Chaliku. So then there's no Rai Bachal there, it's Kenyan. Maybe Lila Rochel is not a Kenyan Bachal. I make a Chaliku. Who's making a Chaliku over here? What, where's the Araya from the Mishnah? Where's the Pella also? Is the Chayra. The Teretz is the Marshal, and Teretz is the Bermaska, Rochel with the Lekon. Every Marshal. Marshal says a big part. Zok the Marshal, look at Teretz is the Bermaska, Rochel with the Lekon. Gemara the Sophic at the top of the page. Is Rochel Koni or not? Right, the Gemara the Sophic over there, that's what Yehuda said to Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara Tzad is Manik Koina or is Rochav Koina alone? So the Gemara says, for sure Rochav is the one that Koina means. I have to take a pick, I have to choose which one's Koina. Manik is regular Mashiach, so for sure Manik is Koina. So if I have to pick which one's not Koina, it's Rochav that's not Koina. That was the Gemara on top. Factasis, how could you have a Tzad that Rochav's not Koina? Masis in the Echad Rochav, Dochi Lekamonim. Masis in the Echad Rochav. Factasis Akasha, how could the Gemara have a Tzad on top of the page? That Rochav is not Koina. That's a Mephorshim Mishnah. That Rochav is Koina. Where's the Mephorshim Mishnah that Rochav is Koina? Mishnah says, Echad Rochav, Echad Manik. Stop right there. So where's your Raya? What did Tosfos mean? What did Tosfos mean when Tosfos asked, how could the Gemara on top of Chesam Bebeis have a tzad that Rochav is not Koina? It's a Mephorshim Mishnah. Mishnah says, Echad Rochav, Echad Manik. What Tosfos meant to say was, that Vibal, we need a Tfisa Royal Kenyan. Where do Tosis have the Ha'alza to come along and ask such a Kasha that there's arrived from the Mishnah because of the Gemara on the bottom that we just learned? That's what Tosis says. But come on. The Gemara is the Kasha, but Tosis is already jumping at the top to tell us, don't get nervous. How in the world could you have a Havamina that Rochav, the Gemara on top says Rochav is not Koina? In fact, Tosis is Kasha, I can say Rochav is not Koina, it's a Mishnah. Echad Rochav, Echad Manik, they both say Echleku. And I'm going to say what Tosis wants. What's he asking? That the Mishnah says Echad Rochav Echad Manik is Koina. Who says the guy was Koina with Rochav? Tais is meant to above Vorn, the Gemara's Kach, that we saw in the Meisvei. The Gemara on the bottom told us that you have a Kal called, well, Tisa Real Kenyan, that in order to be called a Tophos, it's Lashitos, it's Vegishmak. In order to go to Yachleiku, you have to be a Tophos. In order to be a Tophos, you have to have a Tisa Real Kenyan. Where do I see you have to have a Tisa Real Kenyan? On the Gemara on the bottom that we just learned in the Meisvei. In order to check so how could the Gemara have the audacity on top of the page to say that Rochav is not credit to Mephorsha Mishnah, Echad Rochav, Echad Manik, that you're called a Tophos, only you only say Achleiku because you're a Tophos, and Echad Rochav is called a Tophos. So if Rochav is called a Tophos, obviously it's called a Tfisa Royal Kenyan, so it's a Raya, that Rochav is Koina. Emphatos, it's not a Raya. Dachi the Kamov, Manik Rav, the Mines is the Kasha. The Rochav of the Mishnah is not talking about classic Rochav, it's talking about you a Manik Baragim, where you kicked it and you did a full scale Manik. Over there, Taki Nakoin, Azai Shteid, and Tosis over here, a Teretz on the Kasha, what the Hami of the Gemara was on top. Fekta Marshal, the obvious Kasha. Where did Tosis ask his Kasha from on top of the page? From Shnaim Roichmuch, Echad Rochav, Echad Manik. Fekta Marshal, where did the Tosis ask his Kasha from? He asks his Kasha from where? From Echad Rochav, Echad Manik. Tosis says, Umas Nisan, the Echad Rochav. Fekta Helig of Marshal, I don't understand you. Why are you asking from the Sefer of Echad Rochav, Echad Manik? If you want to prove from the Klal of Tfisa Royal Kenyan, that you have to have a Tfisa Royal Kenyan, that has to be a Zach which is Royal Kenyan and is derived from the Mishnah, being arrived from the Resha. Befrat, you Tosis Lashitose. Hello, you Tosis Lashitose hold that what? You Tosis Lashitose hold the Shneimerchs and Vitalis. You Tosis hold the Shneimerchs and Vitalis, you only say Yachleiko when it's Tophos. And you need to have a Tfisa Royal Kenyan. And that was the Gemara on the bottom that we just learned. We're going to explain soon why. So why are you asking from the Sefer for Echad Rochav, Echad Manik? Bring a Raya from the Resha. Shnayim Reichman. How can you have Yachleiku? You need Tfisa. You need a Tfisa Royal Kenyan. As I affect the Marshal. And for the Marshal, Big Yisoid, a cornerstone of the Sugya. The Marshal says there's no such thing as Tfisa Royal Kenyan. You don't need Tfisa Royal Kenyan. Says the Marshal, you don't need a Tfisa Royal Kenyan. Ain't the Makas. There's no such thing. I said, these are really Kenyan. This is after we only created it 10 minutes ago and we're knocking it out. He says, Mashal, there's no such thing. Tfisa, the guy's holding on to it. I need a tfisa that's roya to make a Kenyan. What's up, this? I did a tfisa to make a vel maraya. I didn't, the guy's holding on to it. That doesn't need a Kenyan. That doesn't need a tfisa. Tfisa, how do you know tfisa? Till 10 minutes ago, till I got to this mesve, in a million years I would never have a tzad, then in order to be called a tfisa, you have to be a tfisa of real. A Kenyan, what's up, it's just a cup. And that's why twice in a million years they didn't bring a raya from the ratio. Because the ratio says Shnayim Roichmim. The ratio says two guys were riding on it. Maybe Rochav can't be kind of a chal. I happy to be a toughest, you have to be a toughest. Tyson says the whole Yachalik was based on Tfisa. The answer is you're a toughest without being right for Kenyan. I'm holding on to the animal, I'm riding the animal. You want to know whether riding is kind of riding is not kind of, who cares? Aye, so what was Tyson's kasha? Says the Marsha, he asked from the Sefer. It says Echad Rochav Echamanik. Tyson's held, says the Marsha, Bikalom de Shiyasite. Even if I hold it, you don't need a Tfisa royal or Kenyan, but that's only when they're both equal. What happens if two people are holding on to an animal, and one is holding a tfisa real akinyan, and one is holding a tfisa shayna real akinyan? Says the Helik of Marsha, that's a svar pshuta, that the one who's holding it in a way of kinyan, in a way that you could do a kinyan, is for sure a better tfisa than the one who's holding a tfisa shayna real akinyan. That, yeah. So if you'll ask me, be'etzem, if in order to make yachlik, do I need a tfisa? Are two people riding it? Do I need a tfisa real akinyan? The answer is no. La'ilam rochem is not koina. Ah, it's not the yachlik. Because the tfisa is riding on it. Ah, it's not a tfisa real akinyan. Who cares? Where did he ask for from the sefer? He said, if rochem is not koina, it comes out of weird zach. Two people holding on to an animal. One's rochem, one's manig. The manig is holding on a zah holding, which is a tfisa real akinyan. The rochem is holding on a zah holding, which is not a tfisa real akinyan. There, one knocks out the other. So if you'll ask me, in order to be a tofus, do I need a royal akinyan? The answer is no. And that's why from the ratio of Shnayim Roichmim, he didn't bring any rayas b'chal. He'll ask me and say, but what's the raya from the sefer then? From the sefer, there's a raya, because the sefer says one was rochav and one was manig. And still we say yachleiku. Why do you say yachleiku? Because they're both tofus. Says Tarsis, if rochav's not koina, so the svara is that the manig guy is more of a tofus, more of a muzik than the rochav guy. That makes sense. He has more koina than the other guy. He's holding it in a better way. He's holding it in a tzura vilus. We see it more by him. He's holding it in a way that he could make a kinyan. The rochav's holding it in a way that he can't make a kinyan. There, one overpowers the other, and there we say the din of a mitzvah. That was Tosis's raya, but never said in Tosis that at some din that you need to have a tfisa real akinyan to be called a tfisa, and that's why the Marshal says Tosis only asked from the sefer, not from the ratio. He asked from the sefer where it's misbalanced. Lefisa. So what was the Gemara's raya on the bottom? Where did the Gemara on the bottom bring a raya that what? Where did the Gemara on the bottom bring a raya that rochav's kaina? The answer is from the Bechulu, from the sefer. Where did the Gemara bring a raya from on the bottom that rochav is koina? Not from the ratio. That's why it says Hayishnai rochav emo v'chulu. What's the v'chulu? Because from Shnai rochav emo there's no raya because you don't need a tfisa real akinyan. Where is the raya from? From the sefer, from the v'chulu. It says in the sefer that echad rochav echad manik. There also we say achleiku. Aye, one of them is holding in a way that is koina. One of them is holding in a way it's not koina. There's a misbalance. That's a raya. Rochav is koina also. From the ratio there's no raya. Azai Zok to Marsha Pshad and Tosis that there's no such thing called Tfisa Royal Akinyan, and the entire Raya is from where? Is from the Sefer. Lefiza, we have a Teretz on Rashi. Ayas Takasha on Rashi, where? Lefiza have a Teretz on Rashi. Ayas Takasha on Rashi, where do you have a Raya from the ratio of Shnayim Roichim Agavi Behema with that Tfisa, that Rochav's Koina? It doesn't say that the guy was Koina with Rochav, so what do we answer? You need Tfisa Royal Akinyan. Fergah HaKasha, you need a tfisa real akinyan? The Rashi, you don't need a tfisa at all. That was my kasha. The Rashi, you don't need a tfisa at all. What do you answer me? That the Rai, the Shnai Roch, for that Rochav is kinda, is why? Is because you need a tfisa real akinyan. Fergah HaKasha, that's very nice. But the Rashi, you don't need a tfisa b'chal. You don't need a tfisa tabiach like a b'chal. So where's the Gemara's Rai from? The Teretz is, we anyway have a Masha, who says the Rai anyway can't be from the Rashi, because there's no such thing called tfisa real akinyan. The Rai is from the Sefer, from the Bechulu. What's the Rai from the Sefer? That even if you don't need a tfisa real akinyan, but that's for sure, that even Rashi, who holds, even Rashi, who holds, even Rashi who holds that you don't need a tefisa to make achleiku, but he agrees that if there's a misbalance in the tefisa, he agrees that if one's holding it in a way stronger than the other, about that we're going to give it to him. What did Rashi say in the first Rashi? Ein lezeh koyach yoyse mizeh. One doesn't have more koyach than the other, but if one has more koyach than the other, so albeit it's true that to make the etzem yachleiku, I don't need a tefisa, but if one's holding it in a starker way than the other, we'll think more had a raya, the rochav is kana, even lefi Rashi. Lefi Rashi was the raya, not from the reisha, the raya was from the sefer. And it's mefurish in Rashi that the raya was from the sefer. Where's the mefurish in Rashi that the raya was from the sefer? It's mefurish in Rashi that the raya was from the sefer. It's mefurish in Rashi. Gemara is the kasha and said, being a raya, the rochav is kana. Everything Gemara, it's talking about manik baraklo. Manik baraklo means real manik. Fekti Gemara, Ihochi Hainu Manik. Ihochi Hainu Manik. So why are you calling it Rochav? You should call it what? Manik. What does Rashi say to Kasha? Well, look in Rashi. Hainu Manik. We have a little listening. Oi Shahoyu Shne Manigim. Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha was on the Reisha on the Sefer. What's Oi Shahoyu Shne Manigim? What does it mean, Shneha Manigim? Rashi was asking on the Reisha, it shouldn't have said Rochav, or it should have said, it has to be going, first of all, he doesn't flourish. It's going on the Oi. The Oi, the Mishnah is the Sefer. Oi, Echad, Rochav, Echad, Manik. That's the first lach. The second of all, it has to be going on the Sefer, because if it's going on the Reisha, so what do you want it to say? Shnei Manigim, Oi, Shnei Manigim? What should it say? Shnei Manigim, Oi, Shnei Manigim? That can be. Now she's learning that the Gemara's Kashmir is on the Sefer. It says in the Mishnah, what does it say in the Mishnah? What's the Gemara saying? It says Rochav. Rochav doesn't mean Rochav. Rochav, Mike, why are you shaking your head? You didn't even hear what I said. You did. Thank you for allowing me. You're not going to have what to ask when I finish. But only if you're going to listen. You with me? The Mishnah says, how you should name Rachman Gavroch, how you should name Echad Rochav Echad Manik. The Gemara said that the Rochav of the Mishnah is not a Rochav, it's a Manik. In fact, the Gemara said, don't say Rochav, say Manik. Where was that Kash on? It was on the Reisha of the Sefer. If the Raya was from the Reisha, so what the Gemara answered, the Shnai Rochavim doesn't mean Rochav, the Shnai Rochavim means Manik. In fact, the Gemara said, then don't call it Rochav, call it Manik. So what should it have said in the Mishnah? Shnai, one second. So what should it have said in the Mishnah? Shnai Manigan. The Gemara is asking, why are you calling it Rochav? It's not Rochav, it's Manik. In fact, what's the Gemara's Kasha? It should say what? What should it say? It shouldn't say Rochav, it should say what? Manik. So why does Rashi say only Oishne Manigim? The Kasha is from the Reisha. The Kasha is from the Reisha. So the Kasha is that why are you calling it Rochav? Call it Manik. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So you could say the Gemara's Kasha was, instead of saying Shnei Rochav, it should say Shnei Manigim. So what's the next line of Rashi? You say Oishne Manigim. Why? Because Rochav and the Mishnah across the board means Manik. So it will be like this. It won't say Rochav, it will say Shnei Manigim. Oishne Manigim. Rashi says before, the Gemara's Kasha was on the Oi. Why is Rashi asking that the Kasha is on the Oi? He asked the Kasha on the Reisha. And by the way, if the Kasha would be on the Reisha, then it can't be. So you'll have to read the Mishnah, Shnei Manigim, Oi Shnei Manigim, because the word Rochav means Manik Baraklo. The answer is Rashi stole the Kasha only on the Sefer. It should have said Oi Shnei Manigim. And what would it say in the Reisha, by the way? When Rashi says the Mishnah should have said Oi Shnei Manigim, what would it say in the Reisha? Shneim Roichvim, Oi Shneim Manigim, Fekir HaKasha, I understand. Why does it say Shneim Manigim in the Sefer? Because it was Manah Baraklov. And what about the Rochav of the Reisha? It was a Manah Baraklov. Shneim Beforish in Rashi, that in the Reisha of Shneim Roichvim, I don't need it to be Manah Baraklov. In the Reisha of Shneim Roichvim, it could be regular writing. Ay Rochav is not Koina. The answer is what you call the Tophos. Sefer, it says, Echad Rochav, Echad Manik, that has to be Manik Baraglov. It has to be Manik Baraglov, because over there it's Bukhov that Rochav is Koina. If Rochav is Koina, Alamai Manik Baraglov. It's Manik Baraglov, so why is it saying Echad Rochav, Echad Manik? So it said, Oi, Shneim Rochav, and the Mishnah would have read like this, Shnayim Rochavim Alavahim, which is a case of Tfisa, which is not Royal Kenyan, because I don't need a Tfisa Royal Kenyan, because I don't need a Tfisa Bukhal. Oi, Shnayim Manigim. And there it's talking about a case, because otherwise, if one's going to be Rochav, one's going to be Manik, it's going to be a misbalance, and one will be more toughest than the other. That's a Mefurish Raya that Rashi learns like the Marshal, that the Raya was from the Sefer and not from the Reisha. Now, Hayyotzim mit Vareinu comes out. There are two reasons to learn why there's no Raya from the Reisha. Hayyotzim mit Vareinu, there are two reasons to learn out that there's no Raya from the Reisha. Hayyotzim mit Vareinu, it comes out now, that there are two reasons to learn out there's no Raya from the Reisha. Two separate reasons, by the way, not connected to each other. One reason is because she does Rashi holds you don't need Tfisa Bachal. There are two separate reasons now why there's no Raya from the Reisha that Rochav is Kana. One is, where's the Raya from the Reisha? Doesn't say they bought it with Rochav. He was Kana with Rochav. Elamai, Tfisa, you don't need a Tfisa. So like Rashi holds, you don't need a tisa v'yachleku. There's no raya from the Risha. You don't need a tisa b'chal. I don't need a tisa b'chal. You can't write a tisa v'yachleku. I don't need a tisa b'chal. I don't need a tisa to make yachleku. Where's the raya from the sefer? The sefer, there's a misbalance. One is rochav, one's a manik. If rochav is not kinder, then a vada, the manik is going to take it. You don't need a tisa. Yeah, you don't need a tisa. But one has a better tisa than the other. A vada, he wins it. That's like Rashi. Like, there's another reason why it could be there's no raya from the sefer. Be'ilaylam, you need a tisa. So why is there no raya from the resha? Because there's no such thing called tisa real kinyan, the marshal. Marshal holds, it means there's two reasons to take apart this Gemara and say that the raya was from the sefer, not from the resha. If I hold like Rashi holds, you don't need a tisa b'chlal. So there's no raya from the resha. Where's the raya from the resha? Rachel's kani. Because it's a tisa. Who says you need a tisa? There's only raya from the sefer, because albeit it's true, you don't need a tisa. But if one has a stronger tisa than the other, then avada, he's going to win. But there's another possibility why there's no raya from the resha. Let me need a tisa. So why is there no raya from the resha? Because you don't need a tisa real kinyan. There's no such thing. That's mashal's pshat. So I can argue, I can time it that there's no raya from the resha either for one of two reasons. If I hold like Rashi holds, you don't need a tisa b'chal, there's no raya from the resha. Where's the raya from the resha that Rachel's kinyan? Because it's tisa, you don't need a tisa. The second raya why there's no raya from the resha is even though you need a tisa, but you don't need a tisa real kinyan. There's no such thing b'chal. It's like this, what's the raya from the sefer? Even if you don't need a tisa real kinyan, but if one of them has a tisa real kinyan, that one doesn't have a real tisa real kinyan, then one knocks out the other, and one of them wins the dintar over here. That's the seder advarim and the hamadas of shad over here.
What's wrong? That line seems to be like crucial for the case of one
direction by
the
mind
and
they're fighting each other. Okay. Even by Mani Barak, though, it's still what he called.
I would have thought that he's better than who? Than a mind. It's a case of Rechon Amman, after Rechon Amman.
Correct, this tells us the Gemara. I would have a Havamina.
Here, that we're focusing on
Sefer.
Everyone's
in the
mind,
we're focusing
on
Sefer and Adoration.
The Gemara's
character
itself focuses on
Sefer. No, not that. Not that. We'll talk about it. It's not a Havamina. It's like this. The story is like this. In Taisis, the Mashal taught us. So the Mashal taught us that you saw it, that there's also a thing as Tisa Ruel Kenyan. Mashal taught us that there's also a thing as Tisa Ruel Kenyan. No such thing. Again. So where's the Gemara's Raya? Let's go back to Pshat. Raya's from the Sefer. The one overpowers the other. Atkan. The problem is that the next Taisis, we'll leave Rachel for today. We'll come back to Mr. Hashem. It says there, Masko Eidomo, which is the heart of the sugi here. He said before, it's not like the Marshal. The Pnei Yeshua yells at him. I guess you see today. Ram Shif yells at him. They both taina that it's not taina. It's Mekubal Develt. And the next place is before, it's not like the Marshal. And the next place is a hechver. That means up till now, I just want to point out what happened over here. The Gemara is a very strange Gemara. The Gemara says it's a raf ma'amishu rochus kainet. Nobody knows what the raya is. So the Velt said the first approach is that the Rai is because you need a tefisa b'chal of a kinyan, otherwise there's no raya from the Mishnah. Like Rashi, that pshat doesn't work. Because Rashi, you don't need a tefisa b'chal. Like Taisus, we had a diak of the Marsha. Is Marsha, is Shtaldavek, are you safe for all the Dairus? There's no such thing as tefisa b'chal of a kinyan, you don't need. In the next Taisus, the Marsha al-Lachar is upgeschlagged. And the next Taisus, the Raya, for the first time, that means in this Taisus over here, Rachel was Lakani. If the Marshal is right, we neutralize the Gemara. If you want to learn out of this Gemara that there's a Yisrael called Tisa Relikim, Marshal says, all right. He's right from the Sefer, not from the Resha. In the next Taisis, you can't get away with it. Why? This Taisis is very long, the Taisis. Let's turn the Taisis inside, and then we'll stall out. Oidim on Manik Adiv. The Gemara Suffolk, Manik's Kaina, Rachel's Kaina. We're going back to the top of the Gemara still. And the Shadow of which one's a stronger Kenya when you do them together? Fek Taisis Tema. The lifshah of Mimastisan, the manik kind of a vaka rochov. The e rochov ayri, the manik baragov, kolshkin the manik god, the dafilu vaka rochov, the manik baragov koni, kolshkin the vaka rochov luchudei. Taisus is a very interesting kasha. Let's analyze Taisus' kasha. Taisus says, the more on top of the page had a suffix, when you do a rochov and a manik, which one's stronger? Which one's a better kinyan? Which one's a better kinyan? He says, I understand, I'm a raya from the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Echad Rochu v'Echad Manik. Moses says, Echad Rochu v'Echad Manik. He's Echlik, right? You have a Tfisa. So you have a Raya from the fact that you need a Tfisa Rehla Kinyan, slowly. From the fact that you need a Tfisa Rehla Kinyan, it's a Raya that a Rochu and B'Mokum v'Manik have a Raya that a Rochu v'Echad Manik is kind of like, we're at a Suffolk, stage two of the Suffolk on top of the page. Is a Rochu kind of V'Echad Manik? Is a Manik kind of V'Echad Rochu? Have a Raya from the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Echad Rochu v'Echad Manik, they're both Tufels. They both get Echleku. How do they get Echleku? By says they're both called Tufels. Both of them are Tfisa Rehla Kinyan. So how could the Gemara have said that a Rochav is not kind of a Makom a Manik, or ultimately a Manik is not kind of a Makom a Rochav? So before she mentioned that kind of, it says they're both what? Yachleiku, they're both called Tfisa, Taisa L'shitasai. You'll ask me, and where in the world do Taisas have the liberty to say that in order to be Tofus, you have to be a Zach, which is Roy for a Kenyan? Our Gemara may say. Fek Taisa Zakasha. Bishlam in the previous Tosis, where the Gemara had a Havamina that Rochav's not Koina. Where the Gemara had a Havamina that Rochav's not Koina. So we had a Kasha from the Mishnah that says Rochav's Koina. The answer is Mana Baraka, it's not a Raya. But now the Gemara had a new dilemma. The Gemara had a Shalom with a Manik is Koina Rochav, Rochav, but the Rochav's Koina Rochav Manik. And the Mishnah over there says that both of them are called Tfusim. They're both called Yechleiku. So it's a Raya that Rochav works with Makom Manik, and Manik works with Makom Rochav. How could the Gemara have a suffix on top of the page? That means what's the kasha? If you have to be machadish on the bottom of the page, that you have to have what? Tfisa Royal the Kenyan. Fictitious. How can you have a suffix? Which one's kind of? Halloy, it's not called the Tfisa Royal the Kenyan. The one that's not kind is not called the Tfisa Royal the Kenyan. Envertai is a big plum to Shia Soy. The Eshlemar. I mean, a Mishnah and the Ochiach, the Kone Manik Maka Rochav, you can't bring a Raya. Why? That feel like Kone, even if each one is not Kone but Mokum the other, Mikri Mokzik, he's still called Mokzik. Why? Given the Manik Luchudei Shaleba Mokum Rochav Kone, since a Manik is Kone alone, and I'm reading on a parenthesis, and a Rochav is Kone alone, let's say when it's Manik Rochav, Mikri Mokzik, I feel the Mokum Rochav. Hey, Meisner, says Taisis are very long to Shaterets. Lo'ilam, in order to be called a Tofus, you need a Tfisa Rehla Kinyan. But it doesn't have to be that in this situation you are a Tfisa Rehla Kinyan. As long as you have a Tfisa that somewhere is Rehla Kinyan. See, even if Manik is not Koina B'Makom Rochav, and Rochav is not Koina B'Makom Manik, but Manik alone is Koina, Rochav alone is Koina, that's enough to be called a Tfisa Rehla Kinyan. So when... But we come back. We come and we shop. We see the rachel the chudei kana rachel shekarei mozik. The afilu the chudei loy kana. Svaru the afilu mozik nami lahevi. Says Tosis on the bottom of the page where the Gemara was coming to prove that rachel is kind of bchalal. That's a good raya. Because how in our Mishnah could the rachel and the manik both of them get half? Are you not a mozik? You're not kind of anywhere. Something which is not kind of anywhere. The rather not called the mozik, not called the tfisa. Aye, the Gemara is a tzad. That Rochav is not koinah makom manik. Manik is not koinah makom Rochav. So then, how could there be a mozik? For a mozik is enough that I'm koinah somewhere. Remela says Tosfos. Klapi the shaylov is Rochav koinah bichlal. We have arrived from the Mishnah. Why call the tofos? If Rochav is not a kinyan, then it's not a tofos. Klapi the shaylov if Rochav is koinah makom manik. On that, you don't have a raya from the Mishnah. Ah, you call the Tofus b'makom where there was a manik. The answer is, because Tfisa Royal Akinyan doesn't require that in this scenario was Royal Akinyan. It's enough that somewhere it could work. So the agenda of the Gemara on the bottom was, is Rochav Koina Bechlal? If it's not Koina Bechlal, then you're not going to be called a Tofus. But is Rochav Koina b'makom manik? Even if it's not, it's still enough to be called a Tofus. A big Yisrael in Taisus. Fact Taisus. Because the same kasha that I asked now, I have an Amad Aleph. Amad Aleph said by Shnayim Erechim Betalis, the Gemara had a very serious sad that by Shnayim Erechim Betalis, we don't say, I'm going to say, Lechver Kona Chavir. Remember the Gemara wanted to bring a right from our Mishnah, maybe I'm going to say, Lechver Kona Chavir. No, there's no right from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not a right, I'm going to say, Lechver Kona Chavir. Means the Gemara and Amad Aleph had a sad, when two guys hold a talis. There's a possibility. We don't have a Bezil of Erekon Chaveh, correct? Fact is this. Afagaf the Kamoshim Shneim Tusum Lakoni. Hagam that the way they're both holding on to it. The Gemara says that if you don't hold on a Bezil of Erekon Chaveh, what's the din? Die Menachas Award. Agavi Kaka. Says Taisvis, Kiva dem Hoya Magvil of the day, since I would have picked it up alone, Il Hoya Havero Toffis with Sarachani or Yakrina, the Kach if you mook the Gafil dem Haveroi. Says Taisvis, have a ride tomorrow, you said. My lumdish, you said. The horse is a metallic, not even a metallic, do you like cool? It's not a piece of royal Kenyan, or it's not a piece of royal Kenyan. Because when I think of a car, I'll leave the Gemara had a stark side, by the way, that even if I'm a girl, I'll say, like, kind of have ever, it's not called Schneimer's Metals. A new topic that we never spoke about till now. How could it be Schneimer's Metals if both are called Eichzin? I what? It's not a piece of royal Kenyan, it's when I think of a car. And for Toys, it's Elmai Tarayo, that to have a piece of royal Kenyan, I don't need that Bishas, the Tfisa, it's royal Kenyan. As long as it's real Kenyan in a certain way, that's enough to be called the Tfisa of real Kenyan. And Mela, it's a riot to his Yisoid by Rochav Amanik. Loilom, Rochav is not Koine Rochav Amanik. So why is the Rochav called the Tophos? Because it's Koine somewhere. And likewise, by Shnei Rochav Metalis, each one gets a Yachleiku. Ailam Isa, in this scenario where it's Biyat Chaveroi, you're not Koine. But since without the Chaveroi, I would be able to be Koine. Therefore, that's called a Tfisa Royal Kenyan Azari State in Taisus. Atkan. What's the obvious question on Taisus? What's the obvious question on Taisus, first of all, Imshat? What's Taisus say? Shnei Meretz and Metallus is called Tfisa Royal Kenyan because even though in the present situation it's no good, but what? But if my Chava wouldn't be there, it would be good. What do you mean if Chava would be there, it wouldn't be good? If Chava wouldn't be there, where would the Talus be? Be on the floor, which is not a good Hagwa. So what in the world is Taisus talking about? Taisus answers and says, Shnei Meretz and Metallis, even though in the present situation, if you don't hold Hamik B'Yotzila Chaveroi, even though in the present situation, if you don't hold Hamik B'Yotzila Chaveroi, it's a problem, it's still called Shnei Meretz. Taisus is a new kasha, we never spoke about it now. How can Shnei Meretz and Metallis work? How could you ever have a meter that it works? How could it work? Of course, as Mishnah said, but the baseline, Shnei Meretz, how could it not be Amir Zilach Ve'erei? It means that what they're saying is, the Gemara Maral should have put a new Raya that Amir Zilach Ve'erei Kanach Ve'erei. You know what the Raya should be? Shnei Meretz Metal, that's why you do Yachleiku, because each one's holding on to it. It's not a piece of real Kenyan. Gemara should have put a Raya, Amir Zilach Ve'erei Kanach Ve'erei, that's what he's asking, a new Raya. Gemara should have put a new Raya, no Manalev, that Amir Zilach Ve'erei, Shnei Meretz Metal, each guy's holding on to it. Not a piece of real Kenyan. Says Taisa, I'll write the Raya tomorrow. That to be called a Tfisa Royal Kenyan, I don't need that now you're a Tfisa Royal Kenyan, as long as somewhere you could be a Tfisa Royal Kenyan. Atkan Taisus. Melis is Taisus over here. The only problem why it's no good is because your Chavar is here. But the Etzim, you did a good Maisa Feger Chakasha, it's not true. Hell, if your Chavar wouldn't be there, where would it be? The Gemara said, Munachas Awat. I got me Karka. See, you didn't do a good Maisa Hagwa over here. I don't have a Pella Mamish, Pella Otsa Venoya. What's Taisus talking about? Taisus says, I have another Raya to my Yisoid, that in order to be called a Tfisa Royal Kenyan, it doesn't have to be that in this present situation it's Tfisa Royal Kenyan, as long as it's Royal Kenyan somewhere. So here, even though when my Chavra is picking it up together with me, if I don't hold it, if I'm a Gvira Sila Chavera Kona Chaveroi, it's not going to be good. But if my Chavra wouldn't be here, then I would be able to do a good Kenyan with this Talos. What do you mean you would be able to do a Kenyan with Talos? The chavu would be on the floor. How do I know that the chavu would be on the floor? Because the Gemara says you need to come on to what? What the world place is talking about? What the world place is saying? I mean, he brings a raya to his yisoid that Tfisa Royal Kenyan doesn't need in the present matzav as long as somewhere it could be a Kenyan. And he says over here, Hagavah, in the present matzav it's not a good Kenyan, but it could be a Kenyan if the chavu wouldn't be here. It's not true. If the chavu wouldn't be here, it would be on the floor. As I frak the Marsha, a bomb cash, we're going to talk about this Masha tomorrow a whole day. Masha is the cash, doesn't what Toys is talking about. His teretz doesn't make any sense. Because in the case of Rachav and Manig, it makes sense. The Rachav alone is Kaina. The Manig alone is Kaina. So even though the Rachav together with the Manig is not Kaina, that's called the Tfisa Royal Kenyan. In the case of Shnei Meretz and Metallus, Fektoys, the new Kasha. Shnei Meretz and Metallus, so where's your Tfisa Royal Kenyan? If you hold him, I'm going to see the Fayot like Kana Chavera. But Toys is not, because without the Chavra, it would be okay. It's not true. Without the Chavra, it wouldn't be okay. But upon that, we're going to talk about Barachav and Gedela tomorrow, Bishotei Vumutlachas. You say? What's that,
problem
that happens
before,
but that's a piece of a ruler king, if the thing is high enough, it would be a piece of... But you didn't. So, it's a different issue. I don't know, it's a different issue. It's 1,000 times worse. You weren't going to, you didn't do my second book. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you saying? Shmuel said they invited, so he had to come to so he said then what do you have to do? He said, I've got a chaver for it. The Rajmi says, because it's called Yad Chaver. Talk about this tomorrow, okay? Mashal says, you're terrorist. Does that make sense? What did he answer? What do you mean, Shmuel? So what? So what do you have to come to the chaver? The answer is, because Yad Chaver can't talk with me. It's later. We'll talk about tomorrow. Say, one second. There's something I don't want to speak about today. I'll have to talk about tomorrow. Hold on. So that's the story here. Comes from the Pnei Yeshua. And the Pnei Yeshua says, why Rabbi Sai? Talk to Pnei Yeshua. My Rabbi Sai, this thesis is a riot against the Marshal. Says the Pnei Yeshua and the Ramshiv. We'll talk about the Pnei Yeshua as you see today. This thesis is a riot against the Ramshiv. What did the Ramshiv say? And this is what's called the famous Machlekes Marshal of the Ramshiv, Marshal Pnei Yeshua. Machlekes all over Shas. Fact Pnei Yeshua and the Ramshiv. I usually put out Pnei Yeshua today because Pnei Yeshua asks it much clearer. Ramshiv in one line asks it over here on this thesis. Pnei Yeshua that I asked you to see today, and the Ma'amar Kavim speaks it up by Hachop at this Kasha Maresk. What did Marshal say? Marshal claimed there's no such Yisoid called Tfisa Ruel Kenyan. Agav, we're going to see probably tomorrow. The Ktsais claims there's no such thing. End of Agav. We'll see what the Ktsais says. I saw the Gemara's Raya in the bottom of the Rochav's Koine. It wasn't from the Rasha. It was from a case where one's a Rochav and one's a Manik. If Rochav wouldn't be Koine, and one guy has a Tfisa Ruel Kenyan, one guy doesn't have a Tfisa Ruel Kenyan, I'm stronger, yeah? But the answer, you don't need to use a real Kenyan. Most of the cases of Steinberg, there's no right, said the Marshal. Check the Pnei Yeshua, the obvious question. So all states is Kasha, for Steinberg is a Metallus. For Steinberg is a Metallus, there's a misbalance over there, they're both doing the exact same thing. In fact, the Heilige Pnei Yeshua, I don't know, this is what the Marshal is talking about. The Marshal, by the way, he doesn't ask, he says the Steve, it's his thesis. The Marshal wanted to make a whole shtickle Torah that the reason why Tosis earlier didn't ask from the Reisha, he asked from the Sefer, was because the Reisha there's no Kasha, because by Steinreich there's no problem. Maybe nobody's Kaina, and you don't need a Tosis Ruel HaKinyan. Where's the Kasha from the Sefer? Where one is a Tosis Ruel HaKinyan, one's not, so you're holding it better. But fundamentally, you don't need a Tosis Ruel HaKinyan, because it's just Tosis Ruel HaKinyan, it's when the Tosis need a Kinyan, Tosis is a Tosis, I'm holding on to it physically. In this Tosis, before it's not like that. Halatosis came to prove his bombastic new Chiddush. And in order to be called a mutzik, in order to be called a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan, you don't have to be a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan in this scenario, as long as somewhere, what was his second raya to the Yisoid? Shneimerzim Betalis, how could you be called Tafos? Ilam Isaac, you can't be Koine. And for Tfisa, oh, Yisoid, I could be Koine if the Chavar wouldn't be here. Pekka HaKasha, what's your Kasha? Over there, Shneimerzim Betalis, they're both doing the same exact thing. If the Marshal is right, then when you have two equal forces, there's no need to have a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan. And the only time you eat Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan when one is a Rochav and one is a Madig and one is Koine and one is not Koine and one is a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan, one is not a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan. That only applies when we have unequal forces. But if I have Schneimerichs and Metallus, so maybe neither of them are Koine, because it's Taka Munachas and Gabi Karka, and it's still called a Tfisa, because you don't need a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan. The only time you need a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan is when the other one is a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan and you're not. But if both of them are on the same boat, what's the problem? It's like the Pnei Yeshua, it's arrived from Tosis, not like the Marshal. It's like the Ramshiv, it's arrived from Tosis, not like the Marshal. The Marshal's wrong. There's a Yesoid called Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan that you're not called a Tafos until you're holding on. Now, from Rashi, there's no Raya, because Rashi doesn't hold any Tfisa Bachal, and Rashi's Mashma that the Raya was from the Sefer. But in Tosis over here, this Tosis, the Masko Edoma, it's Mephorish that the Yesoid of Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan was said even in a place where they're both equal, because you need to have a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan in order to make a Tfisa and in order to go make Yachleku. That's Mephorish of Pnei Yeshua against the Marshal, Mephorish of Tosis against the Marshal. We're going to Nemon like that. What you're left with is the Marshal's Diuk. So why did Tosis earlier ask come to Sefer and not from the Reisha? It's a good aura. I want to introduce now for the first time some Tfilah Lamedes into this Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan. Listen carefully. What did Tosis say? Tosis said, you need a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan. We're not going with the Marshal. We slugged it up. We're going to go with the Mahalach, that every time you make Yachleku, you need Tfisa. You're not called a Tafos if you're holding it away, it's not Ruel HaKinyan. And that's why Tosis said, Shneimerz and Batalis, it's not a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan, it's on the floor. Tosis said, it's not cool. We'll see tomorrow what that means. Marshal's Kasha with the Marshal's Tuturuz. One second. So what is Tosis's answer? A weird answer. Tosis's answer is that what? That you don't need to be a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan. It means like this. What's Tosis's Kasha? You have Rochav and Manik. One of them is not Koina, right? So how can you be called a Tfisa? In this scenario, you're not Koina. And for Tosis, you're right. In this scenario, you're not Koina. But somewhere you are Koina. Rochav is Koina. In order to be called a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan, I don't need that in this matzah to be called a Tfisa Ruel HaKinyan. As long as somewhere There is a Kenyan called Rochav. There is a Kenyan called Manig. It's like either when the Rochav and the Manig come together, one of them is not Koina, one knocks the other out, that's still called the Havetzvisa Rula Kenyan. That's the Veltz Chiddush. And Tais extends that Chiddush to the case of Snaibots and Metallus also. That Agam, that one, they're not Koina, it doesn't make a difference. Somewhere they're Koina. I want to use this tremendous Chiddush of Tais to open up a whole thought process. The Yisoid of Tvisa Rula Kenyan, whether there is such a thing or not, like I said, is noilad in this Gemara because the Gemara did a strange thing. The Gemara brought a raya from Shnayim Roichem that Roichem is Karna. By the way, in Tosis it's Mefurish what I'm saying. Tosis is Mulzik, Mulzik, Mulzik. In order to be called a Mulzik, it has to be a Mulzik. Tvisa Rula Kenyan. Fine. Yesh Lachkar, why is it? Why is you not called a Tvisa? Why is it that you're not called a Tafas until it's real a Kenyan? I'm going to explain two Tzadim, two Lomdash Tzadim. What's Takim Shad? I'm holding on to it. What do you want from my life? I'm holding on to the dollars. I'm riding the animal. I'm Tophos in the animal. Why do it have to be a Tfisa Ruil Akinyan? One way of learning is that every Kinyan creates Achnasal Rishos. Right? What's the purpose of a Kinyan? A Kinyan makes Achnasal Rishos. A Kinyan shows Bios. The Gemara held, if there is such a Yisoid called Tfisa HaRoyal Kenyan, then in order to be called a Tafas, I have to see it by you as much as the level of by you that a Kenyan makes. I repeat. The Yisoid of Tafas is that I see it by you. That means that's clear, Rabbi Yisrael. We're looking over here at a major change in Lashon Nezikin. If you tell me that in order to be a Tafas, it has to be a Tfisa HaRoyal Kenyan, you tell me it's not enough to physically hold on to it. It has to be, I see it by you. What level of Bayou do I need to see? I need to see the level of Bayou, the same level that a Kenyan causes. A Kenyan causes that it's Bayou. A Kenyan causes that I see Bailas. A Kenyan shows that it's in your Rishos. The level of Bayou that I need in order to call the Tophos is the same exact level that a Kenyan affects, causes that it goes into your Rishos. If you're holding it in a way that could have made a Kenyan, if you're holding it in a way that doesn't show Bailas, if you're holding it in a way that doesn't cause achnasa l'rishos, that's not called holding. That's one way of learning. So the connection between tfisa and kinyanim is that in order to be called a tafas, you have to hold it in a way the same amount of holding that a kinyan would cause you to be called holding. If that's the pshat, the taste doesn't make any sense. Echad rochav echad manik. The Gemara is a tzad up on top. One of them are not koina. A rochav and rochav manik. A manik rochav not koina. One's stronger. So one of them is not koina. The one who's not koina, I see it in his rishos. No, because they're not koina, right? So then how could it be a tafas? That is a whole super lomdish of roi. The only chaps are lomdish the tafas is. That even though you need a tfisa which is roi for a kinyan, I don't need that in this scenario. It's roi for a kinyan as long as rochav is koina. Manig is Kaina. So Rochav and Manig is called your Tfisa Ruil Kenyan Hagam. Then in the world of Kenyan, when a Rochav and a Manig would come together, one of them would get knocked out. Fegich, one of them would get knocked out. So the one that gets knocked out, I don't see it in his Rishos, correct? So why is it called the Tfisa Ruil Kenyan? I don't see the words of Tosfos. Tosfos Takasha and said, how could the Gemara up on top have a tzad? That when Rochav and Manig coined it together, one of them is not Kaina, how do I see in the mission that Rochav and Manig are both called Tofos? That was a stira. How can you tell me that Rochav and Manig, when they're coined together, one of them doesn't work because they knock it out? I, Rochav and Manig are called Tofos. What a Tosfos answer. Even though Rochav and Manig together, one of them is not Kaina, but it's enough to be called Tfisa Ruil Kenyan because Rochav is Kaina and Manig is Kaina. I understand. In this scenario, one of them is not Kaina. In this scenario, I don't see it by one of them. So if the klal is, in order to be called a tafas, I have to have the same level of by you as Kenyan does it, in this case of Rochav and Manig, I don't see it by you, because one of them is not Kaina. So what does it help me, a theoretical lambda shavar, that Rochav is Kaina somewhere, Manig is Kaina somewhere, that's enough to be called a tfisa haril the Kenyan. If the Yisrael tfisa haril the Kenyan means, I need you to hold it in a way that I see it by you as if you made a Kenyan. So if Rochav and Manig, one of them is not Kaina, so I don't see it by you as if you made a Kenyan. What's it going to help me, theoretics, that it's Kaina l'chudei out there, that somewhere out there it's Kaina, mehechatesi? This is a raya muchachas, that Tfisa Ruil Kenyan is under Zach and Gansim. Tfisa Ruil Kenyan doesn't mean that in order for me to see it by you, I needed to see it by you at the same level as if you were coined before. I don't like that, by the way. The Taista doesn't make any sense. Amaisi, in this scenario, of Rochav and Manik, albeit it's true that Rochav is kind alone, Manik is kind alone, but in this scenario, the feed that Tzadah, the Gemara, that Rochav knocks out, Manik knocks out, you're not holding it in a way that I see Bailus. Halei, a Rochav and Manik, I don't see you holding away Bailus. How can you be a Tophos? Tell me, theoretically? Shtein Taisus, that Tzisar Relikin, you mean something else. It's not a Zachav, it has to be the same level of Hachnos El Roshos that the Kinyan makes. It means something else. In order for me to see something by you, you have to hold it in a way that you can make a kinyan. In order for me to see it, you have to hold it in a kinyan dika way. Hagam, that in this particular scenario, you wouldn't have been able to make a kinyan. Because Rochav Makom Manik, Manik Makom Rochav is not kinyan. It doesn't bother me. That's enough to be called a tfisa ruya la kinyan. I mean, I'm saying a very, very tifa hakira. Why is there a connection between kinyanim and tfisa? Is the pshat befoyal? Befoil means that if I hold it in a way that I could have made a kinyan on it, a zal level of holding is enough to make a wine, in which case Tosfos doesn't make any sense. Because when I said the matzav of Rochav and Manik, one of them would have been koina. So I don't see it in his rishos. Elamai, the sentence of a kinyan is a lomda shavart. It means that you have to hold it in a way that your holding could make a kinyan. That's enough to be called tzisrael kinyan. What? Because it's more of a holding. A zach, which is a way of showing bailus, is enough to go ahead, that's enough to show that it's by me. Okay, I'm starting, what? It doesn't make a difference, that's what I'm saying. You don't need to show bailus, I don't need the achnasa l'shos, I need the maisa kinyan. What's called a holding that I see by you? A zach holding, which is a way of making a kinyan. You heard what I just said? A zach, which is a way of making a kinyan, is a way of showing bailus. But I don't need the bailus befoil. If I need the bailus befoil, to tell you it doesn't make any sense. Well, what is his answer? Because somewhere else it could work, but over here it doesn't work. Over here it didn't do anything. But if the word is I need a maisa, which could be a maisa of bailus, okay? Which is a way of maisa of bailus, Taisus held that's enough, and that's the tremendous, tremendous chiddush of Taisus Teretz. Now, tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to talk about the Marshal's Kasha of a maisa at the end of the day by the talus that's on the floor. We're going to expand from them to follow the Ma'amar Kervis. Tonight, we're going to have a special vod at 10:45 on the topic of tefillah on Purim.